You are in the stream. Mishki here with you, courtesy of City Pages. Been a week. It's been a week now since the start of this whole adventure, and we have good news to report. Technology-wise, the archives are up. Oh, would you quit for once and give me a break? What does a guy have to do? Hang on a second, people. I'm going to break something. I'll be with you shortly. There, I should fix it. Dogs barking. Hello, come in. Someone at the door. Can we start the show over, please? Good afternoon, everyone. Mishki here with you on a lovely day. I'm broadcasting from Minnesota. Fell in China wrote me today. Says he's already a regular. China's not in the Twin Cities. I believe that's even beyond the suburbs. It's a great day to be alive. All's well with the world, you know, give or take. A couple problems here and there. But in general, we're all moving along at a nice pace, springing our step and loving our hearts. It's good to be with you, folks. My name's Mishki, and boy, the show feels better already. It's been a week now. That's right, a solid week of the old in the stream show, which is very, very different. Very different from the old Mishki broadcast at KSTP. Getting more and more different every day, actually. Today, all sorts of technological advances, ladies and gentlemen. The archived shows are up at citypages.com. You can find them there. That means the first show, which people for some reason really want to hear. I don't know why. It was a technological disaster, but the first show is available. And so are subsequent programs. That's the good news. Ready for the bad news? Coming at you in 3, 2, 1. We're basically streaming the archives. In other words, no podcast yet. However, I have lit a fire under a few people. Not people in this state. People in China. No. People who control the strings that are behind the things that result in this show coming your way. I've let them know that it is the 21st century and podcasts are important. But 1 week in, I can report a few improvements. That's one improvement. Improvement number two, coming at you in 3, 2, 1. That little skipping problem, that problem some people have where the show all of a sudden disappears altogether and has to come back via refreshing. We are within... We are seconds away from solving that problem. That problem has been isolated. It has to do with the player. Okay, the flash player. Now, flash is normally something you use for video. We're using it for audio, and that may or may not be a good idea. But the point is, we are doing that, and I want you people to know that while that has caused some problems, we have found a way to work around it, and Barney is in a tunnel right now. Remember Barney? No, how about Scotty? They both went into tunnels. Scotty in Star Trek, Barney on Mission Impossible. They were the guys you tossed a wrench to, and they went into little tunnels and fixed things. I have some dope on... well, I just have some dope. But that's one of the nice things about this new show is that's not illegal. Wait, Tom. Forget the FCC. Smoking dope on the air is illegal according to law. I mean, we're beyond the Federal Communications Commission. You can't get stoned during the show. Back off! I have glaucoma. I have some dope on... there it is. On what's going on technologically. I don't know if you want to get into it. Using Flash Player is actually common for audio streams. The old Flash format file. But there have been some issues concerning buffering. Now, a few more seconds of buffering have been added, and that should help things. If you hear a little clipped sound sometimes where I cut out for a quarter second, that has to do with buffering. And, of course, we're boosting the buffering. And Mersey dose, dozy dose, little amsy divey, and that sort of thing. No, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying only this. Your happiness is important to me, and I'm working diligently along with Tim Conway over at City Pages and the people at Village Voice Media and Limelight and Bob's Bean and Bacon Boutique and Agatha's Crunch and Curl and the North Brothers Family Bowling Center and Pancake House to make sure this all works the way you want it to. Of course, some of you want it to fail. Like Rush Limbaugh wanting Obama to fail. In that case, it's been working the way you want it to. Hey, let's go to the news, shall we? Actually, before we do that, how about a phone number? 651-330-4091. That's 651-330-4091. That's 334-91, son! 334-91, hon! 334-91, son! 334-91, I'm done! That's a 651 area code. You people listening to this show with any regularity whatsoever must be aware that I like to play music. I kind of think of myself now as something of a DJ. I only spin the local stuff, though. Color me crazy. And Andrea Swenson, the music editor over at City Pages, has decided to challenge me by not giving me music on a CD, which I know how to use, but she's given it to me in some other format, and I'm looking at it now, and it scares me. Not that I can't figure it out, but somehow I just fear trying to play it on the air using the very same contraption that has all the stuff up associated with webcasting. Somehow I just feel this is not going to work. You gotta accentuate the positive, Tommy. Eliminate the negative, Tommy. Okay, fine. I'll think positive. Let's see what happens if I minimize that, send that over there, push this Richter scale Tech Leader 179er thing over there, bring over the Zenlon 3 and present and forward. Golly, if this works, I'll be a happy camper. This is just a little test. This is only a test. Huh. There is a God. And his name is Steve.
See, there's this dreamer man where the sun shines on your mittens attracting the water. Built us a hole to the 6 weeks of snow when we hid from the people that passed us. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel such distraction tonight. Try for some time to find out what you return. Your name and your number. Telling myself I'm alone all the time, when my hands they overlap. No, it's not real, you're just an image in my mind, but I say whatever. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel it's attraction, right? Try for some time to find out where you reside, your name and your number. Names that feel just the same, they all have asked. You there, miss, faceless abyss. For now, but when you come, I'll be happy to know. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel it's attraction, right? Try for some time to find out where you reside, your name and your number. I hope you're home, Lord. I hope you're home, Lord. I hope you're home, Lord.
Question. What's that weird stuff in there? Sounds like some guy's moving boxes. Sometimes he's moving boxes, sometimes he's not. Now, I had nine people in here the other day showing me that you could, in fact, play anything right off the computer, right on to the webcast, and it wouldn't affect anything. If that's so, then what I was hearing was part of the song. And I need someone to tell me if moving boxes across a floor was part of that song or not. That's a song called Weather Vane. Hey, you know who'd be able to tell me? Andrea Swenson, where the devil are you, kid? Tell me if there's supposed to be box moving in that. I mean, there are unusual instruments in songs. But in the background, someone in my headset was moving a box across the floor, and my sense was it was some Lee Harvey Oswald wannabe setting up another sniper's nest in a book depository. Hey, if you want to email the show, you can, mishki@citypages.com. I'm going to need to get all sorts of information having to do with that song I just heard before I can play another song during this program. I want to pass along something I found at slate.com. There's an advice column there that's sort of like Dear Abby. It's Dear Prudence, which is fascinating to me because when I used to be at KSTP and do a Dear Abby bit, the song we played ahead of time was a Dear Abby song written to the tune of Dear Prudence, the Beatles' Dear Prudence. Dear Prudence, what did they write today? Dear Prudence, and what did you have to say? I forget how the rest of it went. Anyway, now there is a Dear Prudence. But I want to read this Dear Prudence letter because I'm fascinated by it. The headline is Stream of Unconsciousness. Prudence, my boyfriend thinks I don't know about his bedwetting. How do I tell him I do? And that it's cool. Well, I don't think he's going to believe you on the cool part. Although there are fetishes all over this wild world. Dear Prudence, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year and a half now, and I love him dearly. He stays at my house a couple of nights a week, and there have been three separate occasions when he has wet the bed. However, he doesn't know that I know he wet the bed. I feel badly because I can tell when it happens that he's terrified, just praying to God that I don't roll over and realize that the bed is soaked. I just don't know how to tell him that I know, and it's cool. I don't want him to ever feel ashamed of it, Abby. There's no way I would ever think less of him because of it. How do I broach the subject? I just want him to know it's nothing to be embarrassed about, but I want to let him know without embarrassing him. Wow, what an amazing girlfriend that is. Let me just tell you a little something, people. I remember, probably talking out of school here, but my uncle is a priest, and we didn't have a lot of bedrooms when I was growing up. It was a three-bedroom house, and there was 10 in the family. And so when my uncle visited, he slept in the bed, which actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really sorry I went down this road. He had to sleep in a bed with my brother. Why is this the first time I'm realizing how wrong that was? I wasn't even going to go this direction. I wasn't going to get on the priest here. I was going to get on my brother a little bit. But anyway, oh boy. My brother, I mean, unloaded on him in the bedwetting sense one night, middle of the night. Let me tell you, man of the cloth, he didn't take it as well as this girlfriend has taken it. I believe. I believe he almost got violent. No turning the other cheek there. He turned the mattress, as I recall. Where was I? Oh, what sorts of things have you been willing to put up with your significant other without naming names, and you're anonymous? We don't know who you are. You're just an anonymous voice out there. We'll disguise your voice. If you want to know how to disguise it when you call, you kind of bring your knuckles up by your mouth like this and go, "Tommy, I've put up with some weird stuff. My boyfriend is incontinent," or whatever you want to say. I'm just curious about what you've been willing to put up with, and whether or not you could be as cool about this as this girl is. I think it would have been better the very first time to say, "Whoa, notice you went to bed. That happens. No big deal." I mean, right then and there, the poor guy is now just dreading going to sleep every night, thinking it's going to happen. He's probably having the dream where you're in front of the toilet. By the way, I still have that dream. I used to have that dream a lot when I was 4, and but I did what people do when they're in front of the toilet at that point. What's weird as an adult is I have the dream, but sort of at the last second, there's sort of a, "Oh, no." Some part of me, some part that grew up, some unconscious part, though, because I'm out cold, says, "Hold it. This is the jig's up." I think that's actually what the little synapse says. "The jig's up. Hold it." And I stop, and I go, "Oh, I get it. Fool me once, shame on you. We don't get fooled again." How come no one's telling me about the moving boxes thing? How come I'm not getting any help on the moving boxes thing? See, I'll tell you what happened that has caused this day to go all cattywampus on me. The other computer, the one I do show prep on, for the first time in my life, I'm dealing with a virus. I've never dealt with a virus before in a computer. I always thought that sort of thing just happened to other people. the other computer is toast, which is a drag because I need that for all my show prep. This one here is strictly supposed to be for the webcast. And I don't like to mix the two. Now, I'm going to try a different song and see if it happens here, too. I'm talking about the Moving Boxes Sniper's Nest deal. I really dug this tune right here. But if it ends up having boxes moving, and I'm going to get really down, really, really down. Thank you.
city full of people, and my favorite is that waitress. She treats me like some type of common vagrant. I see her every day, but there's nothing to say unless I decide to step inside of that cafe. I only get to sit if I buy something to eat. Otherwise, it's best to keep my feet moving down that street. And goddamn, she's a hard bitch. She talks at me like I'm the bad dog that got into the garbage. Yeah, I know that the toilet is for customers. You ain't gotta tangle up the strings to make this puppet work. It doesn't have to be a game of patty cake, but it ain't like you don't know I sleep in that alleyway. And by the way, I can see it in your eyes. You're angry with your life, not a stranger to the fight. I bet you hate every man that you date, and you're probably addicted to all types of escape. You take it out on me that you're all alone, and you know you got your own closet full of hollow bones. Watch the tone when you speak to old folks. I'm grown, just trying to get out of this Minnesota cold.
Look, lady, I'm homeless, I'm crazy. I'm so hopeless, I'm suicidal daily. If you and I can't coexist, let's fake it, cause I ain't got the energy it takes for this relationship.
I'm waiting for a city bus to flatten me and transport me to the ever after happily. Maybe reincarnating with luck, come back to earth as a cockroach in your tip cup. She says she's had it up to here. She's gonna call authorities if I don't disappear. I love her threats, it rejuvenates my breath. I give her stress for the reaction that it gets. I got a pocket full of pan-handled money on a cup of bad coffee and a stale honey bun. In front of everyone she calls me bum, but she notices my absence on them afternoons I don't come. So here I am, throwing in a hip, holding down the corner table all morning with some corn chips. Ignoring the insults and evil eyes, I feed off of them, I wonder when she'll realize that she's the only reason I visit, the only woman in my world that acknowledges my existence. And if my shift ever comes, I'll miss it, because I'm getting old and I ain't got much left to give it. So there it is, and I have to live with it. I had the chance to make a difference, but I didn't. In the cafe bathroom, drinking free tap water, thinking, damn, I should have been a better father to my daughter.
I'd like to say something about the lyrics of that particular tune. Mortimer Adler, you know who he is? I read a book of his years and years and years ago called How to Read a Book, which is an odd title for the book, because how the hell are you going to read it to start with? But he wrote this book called How to Read a Book, and he was sort of I think he was top philosopher in the country in his time, in his day. I think he was the go-to philosopher. And we were really proud in this country to have a philosopher, because most of the philosophers had been Greeks. And that really pissed off a lot of Americans, because we wanted a philosopher. I remember after the Miracle on Ice, we said, now we got a hockey team, let's get a freaking philosopher. Mortimer Adler came along, and he was the high-minded honcho, the guy who told you where the lofty thoughts should be. And I remember him saying one time, not to me personally, but to a gathering that I was eavesdropping on, thanks to something called television. I remember him saying that classical music is the highest musical art form. And at the time, I believed him, because I used to believe everything he said. I mean, if he had a bedwetting problem, I'd develop one, just to hang with him. Pardon the pun there. The thing with that statement of his, though, on classical music, the poetry in this last tune we heard, where was Mozart going to deliver the homeless message? In what tune? How are we to get inside the head of a homeless guy? Who is going to deliver the story of his life in music? And now some Mortimer Adler clone is going to call up and say, if you really knew how to listen to classical music, you would hear the homeless man in the music. You would hear the man sitting at the table with the waitress. That's a bunch of bullshit. You would not. Fact of the matter is, classical music is not the highest art form because of its obvious limitations. Its failure to address certain things having to do with real life. And that is why we are grateful for music like we just heard. Are the Nazis dead yet? Sorry to dovetail into this, but obviously not. Germany is charging an Ohio man. Apparently he was a Nazi guard during the 1940s. Ivan the Terrible? I don't know if that was his birth name or a nickname. I'll tell you, if it was his birth name, his parents did him no favors in terms of, you know, him becoming a priest or something. Although, say he wanted to become a priest and that was his name. At least that would have kept him out of the bed with my brother. Think about it. I mean, my mom ain't putting Ivan the Terrible in bed with my brother. And if she does, she's ordering my brother to pee on him. Where was I? Germany charges Ohio man as Nazi guard. I don't need to live till I'm 80, whatever the life expectancy is, 79, 78. I don't need to go that long, but I want to live long enough to see all the Nazis dead. Aren't we close to that yet? Aren't we at a point? When and where will we find the last Nazi? And will he be identified? I remember a while ago we had the last World War I veteran. We knew his name, last living World War I veteran. When do we get to the last Nazi? And by the way, you guys who become Nazis later in life, neo-Nazis, that doesn't count. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one true group of Nazis. They existed in the 40s, and you wannabes and copycats come up with a different name for yourselves. Skinheads was fine. But you know, I researched this one time and I found out the first guy, the first skinhead, was just bald. That whole movement of, it was because the one guy tried to make it hip to shave your head. He didn't shave his head. It was natural baldness. The Nazi in this case, well, they're going to hang him. Gunman kills 17 at German school. 17-year-old former student dressed in black kills mostly students before dying. People who knew him say he was a quiet kid. Another quiet kid. Wasn't that the story with the fellow yesterday? Let's see, I'm pretty sure I heard that with the Alabama shooter. Yep, there it is. ABCnews.com, Alabama shooter Michael McClendon was, quote, quiet, unquote. So if you're listening right now and you're quiet, how's that making you feel? I'm not quiet. So people don't find me as threatening as perhaps they find you. Quiet people are not seen as obnoxious, although I think shooting people is obnoxious. But they are suspected from time to time of being cauldrons, boiling tea kettles, time bombs. So are you quiet? And if so, do you feel an indictment here? Are you concerned about how people view you? Because I've read of more individuals who, after some killing spree, were referred to as quiet. And I'm at the point now where when you're not saying anything, I'm worried about what you're thinking. Now, I'd ask you to call, but I realize you're quiet and won't. That's okay. Quiet people. Might write a song about that for tomorrow's show. Shoe hurled at Ahmadinejad. Speaking of living to 80 years old, I thought I would get to 80 before another world leader had a shoe thrown at him. I just didn't think we were going to spend a lot of time going down that road, what with guns available and all. Headline from today's news, shoe hurled at Ahmadinejad in Iranian city. A shoe was hurled yesterday at Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I think this was copycat, or do the people in Iran not get the other stories? With Bush, it was Iraq, right? Maybe they don't even know that. Maybe it's pure coincidence. I remember when the shoe bomb guy was arrested. I thought at that time that was the last story I'd ever hear about a threatening shoe. We have three now, and they say they come in groups of three, which is odd, what with only 2 feet. Terrorist watch list hits 1 million. Are you on it? I know people who are on the terrorist watch list. I'm not on it. I expect to be before my career is over. I am not on the terrorist watch list. What's interesting is Ivan the Terrible isn't even on the terrorist watch list. So if you're on the terrorist watch list, how are you feeling? The Nazis aren't on it. The people who I know are on it have often been protesters. I know a nun who's on it. She protested outside the School of the Americas down in the deep south there. And she's on the terrorist watch list. She's one of the terrorist nuns. There are terrorist nun cells in the United States we're keeping an eye on. They're hopefully going to round them up and you know, run them off a cliff. And that'll be the punchline to what's black and white and black and white and black and white and black and white. Sorry to go there. Just having fun on the program here. Hoping you're having fun listening. Am I on? Is anyone hearing this show? That's a really good question, isn't it? Could we get confirmation that I'm on? Hello? Let's try and get some confirmation on that. Let's see here. I'm just going to go to a little something called email. Be with you shortly, folks. Hang in there. Going to check the email, see if I'm even on. Okay. All right. Andrea Swenson saying... Oh, there were brushed drums in the background of the song that sounded, it sounded normal to me. Okay, it sounded, the brushed drums sounded out of time. So in my mind, what I thought was happening was a delay effect, which is something that I thought could happen and other technicians thought could happen trying to play something using the computer here when that's the same thing I'm using to go through the show. So there was a delay fear, and I thought, I think that might be it. And my sense was whoever was responsible for that song was saying, great, Mishki, thanks for debuting our tune and ruining it. But it sounds like that was fine. So we'll play that again later in its entirety, and I will do so without worry, without concern. I have the seal of approval from the music editor at City Pages, and that's what I needed. Thank you. That also tells me we are probably on the air, which is helpful. Emily Kaiser now writing in, and she says... Mishki, so glad to hear you again. Lost my job right after you. Looks like we got another gig right about the same time. Congrats. I love the new focus on local music. Reminds me of the late night show. Lastly, one interesting fact. The beatboxing in the background of that last Atmosphere song is Tom Waits. Get the hell out of here. Can we get confirmation on that? All right. Now I'm playing that song again. Where are you? No, that's not what the, that's not the name of the song. That's not the, it doesn't say Atmosphere is responsible for that. That's not Atmosphere, is it? Andrea, you better call up right now. What are you doing? You can't sleep in this late. I realize you got to go to clubs and stuff, but you got to help me out here. I think we're getting conflicting information. If there's one thing I'm not going to stand for with this new gig, which I stood for at the old gig, was passing along misinformation. A new credibility is going to reign here, damn it, and it's going to reign shortly. Hello.
That was Atmosphere, Tom.
Well, it says here. Could you turn me down in the background, please?
Gotcha.
Artist, The Absent Arch.
I think that might have been a pseudonym.
See, I don't know what to believe. You could be Joe the Makeup Stuff Guy.
That's my real name.
I'm going to need additional confirmation, thank you. It doesn't say that. But okay, if it is, it is. That would make sense in this respect. When I was at KSTP, that was the first hip-hop guy I fell in love with. I remember playing a song and thinking, wow, Who is this? And someone said Atmosphere, and I kind of fell in love with them, and didn't know this would be the same operation. Again, it doesn't say so. It doesn't say so on the, what is this, iTunes. Artist, The Absent Arch, it says. Album, Keep Calm and Collected? How do you see the rest of it? Keep Calm and... Call Your Mama! There it is. Keep Calm and Carry On. The Absent Arch. I think... Oh, no! I'm realizing my mistake. I'm realizing my mistake. It's coming to me now. That was the box moving song. It's all clear to me now. The Waitress is the song you're talking about. Everything's going to be okay, people. Everything's going to be just fine.
Telling myself I'm alone all the time when my hands are open. No, it's not real. You're just an image in my mind, but I say whatever. Hey there, miss. You don't exist, but I feel this attraction red. Try for some time to find out where you is.
My song stopped. This is bogus. Why'd my song stop? All right, I'm mad now. I'm gonna play this song if it kills me.
See, there's this dream of man where the sun shines on your mittens attracting the water. Built us a hole to 6 weeks of snow when we hid from the people that passed us. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel this attraction ahead. Try for some time to find out where you reside, your name and your number. Telling myself I'm alone all the time when my hands are overlapped. No, it's not real, you're just an image in my mind, but I say whatever. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel this attraction red. Try for some time to find out where you reside, your name and your number. This abyss for now, but when you come, I'll be happy to know you. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel this attraction right. Try for some time to find out where you reside, your name and your number. I hope you're home.
fascinating. During that song, it all came together, what was going on in my mind. It all came together. I get it.
See, there's this dream of man where the sun shines.
I get it.
Mittens attracting the water. Built us a hole to 6 weeks of snow when we hid from the people that passed us. Hey there, miss, you don't exist, but I feel this attraction around. Try for some time to find out where you reside, your name and your number. Telling myself alone all the time when my hands are open. No, it's not real.
Wait a minute.
You're just an image in my mind, but I see.
I know the CD player had the problem of when the theme song ended, playing it again. I know that, and we accept that. We know we have to shut her down or just play the thing again. Well, you're telling me now this thing's going to have it too? You're telling me I'm going to have to think about that too? Where's the beer? Guys, there's a six-pack at my feet. I'm going to finish it all right now. I'll be with you shortly. I can only take on so much. Can we go back to CDs? The fella writes in, think about this. They're little mice. They're energy waves, or synapses, I think they're called, in my brain. And they're running around, scurrying around. They're doing things, and they're jumping over things, and they're connecting with each other and mating. And you can tell if you're listening to me when they're mating. I have this image in my head of boxes being moved around. Okay, with this tune we just heard, which had to do with the brushes on the snare. That was boxes to me, and I would have gone with brushes if it was in time. But it's obviously purposely not in time. At least in my head, it's not. I mean, I'm not Mr. Metronome, but listening to it again, I didn't like them. I don't like those brushes. They mess up my head. Something's out of time, and I don't like it. It agitates me. I don't want music to agitate me. Anyway, I'm talking about this box moving, okay? So I've got my head in boxes. Sniper's Nest, Lee Harvey Oswald, Kennedy, head goes back to the left. Wait a minute, that couldn't have been a shot from behind. Whoa, hold it. Guy writes in and says that beatboxing was Tom Waits on the Atmosphere song. I'm still in the boxes moving around mode. I instantly shift to this song we just heard, thinking Tom Waits is on that, and that's where the box sound is coming. No, he's talking about a completely different song. So then I say, that's not Atmosphere. Meanwhile, there's a guy in the grassy knoll saying, Mishki, go back to KSTP. Now, this tune plays, and I think it ends, and I start to talk, and I go, oh, it's not over yet. So I turn my microphone back off, and I listen some more until it hits me. The damn song started again, which has been the problem with this right here, this little thing right here. Where are you? Yeah. This thing, which is a completely different piece of machinery. Bam, bam! Cheers on the radio, breakfast on the table, it's raining outside, but meet me if you're able. The cafe's cozy, sit with me, Rosie. I'm waiting inside, watching people pass by. Cheers on the radio, breakfast on the table. Cheers on the radio, breakfast on the table, a woman dancing in the Russian sable. All right, here we go. Yves Saint Laurent is in the news, and if there's any name I love saying more than that, I can't think of it. Yves Saint Laurent, I think it's actually Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent is in the news. Italian designer enjoying another bona fide fashion moment today, courtesy of a sophisticated presentation of the 2009 fall collection, which is already out. There isn't going to be an autumn this year, people. Wake up and smell the freaking nuclear blast. The designer Yves Saint Laurent. Some people like to pronounce his name Laurent. Up there's Kansas plain speak. Capiche? Yves Saint Laurent has a new line out, and he says this is where it's going. This is where fashion is going. He's been right all his life. He's right again, he says. The new paradigm. Paradigm? Can he use that word that way? Anyway, it's the mannish lady boss look. I spell ill. A child. D. Don't ask me why. That spells mannish lady boy. That's a new look coming this fall. Does it come with a whip? What did... The mannish lady boss look. I thought we left that behind after the film's Disclosure and Working Girl. That's the last time I saw the popular mannish lady boss look. You can call me Hoss. I'm your mannish lady boss. And if I appear cross, you best get lost. I'm your boss, Hoss. Your mannish lady boss. I'm your mannish lady boss, and if I get cross, you will best get lost. You hear me, Hoss? I'm the boss. Who are you? I'm the mannish lady boss. This was an Atmosphere tune way back. I may not be cute in my mannish suit, but if I'm not lent a compliment, you remain mute. Got it, Hoss? I'm your mannish lady boss. All right, I don't want to hear your gripes. I got you beat by a few stripes. My baritone pipes are one of those A-type types. You know what I'm saying? Or is it type A? I don't know. All I know is that A is for what I'm going to... Can't say that even on this webcast. Wow, where was I going? You leave KSTP for a little while and you think there are no rules. I'm here to flaunt clothes by Yves Saint Laurent, clothes that tease and taunt, that let me do what I want. So look out, boy, I'm your mannish lady boss. One of those type A types, type A types. I don't type anymore. You type for me. I dictate. Mate, let's roll. Huh? 'Cause I'm your mannish lady boss. I'm not digging that new look. It is. Even if they just said a mannish look, I'd be okay. But it has to be my boss, too. Chris Brown and Rihanna are recording a love duet. I'm not joking with you people. Chris Brown and Rihanna are recording a love duet. No pain, no gain, it's called. What the hell? I was making fun of Oprah for the advice she was giving Rihanna the other day. I'm going to join Oprah here shortly. I mean, okay, you're back together working things out, but the love duet? I don't think we're ready for that quite yet. You're going to try and sell that? I think you first better sell it to each other. Chris, what are you thinking there, camper? I'll go with you first. What's this song all about? I hit you, I'm sorry. That's the end of my story. Let's go. Come on, Rihanna. I hit you. I said, I'm sorry. That should be the end of the story. Let's roll, sweetheart. I'm now singing, I ain't swinging, and singing don't take no toll. Let's give it some soul. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I hit you, I'm sorry. Ain't that the end of the story? Let's go, kid. Move on. I said, I hit you, I am sorry. That's the end of the story. Let's roll. Let's roll. I'm singing, I am swinging, a laughter check singing, don't take no toll. Ain't that right, sweetheart? Sing it with me. I popped you, I dropped you, but never stopped a feeling of love. Sing it. Hey, 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 I punched you, I crunched you, but it never stopped the feeling of love, baby. Hey, all right, 'cause love ain't from us. It rains on down from above. Turtle dove, you sing with me now. I popped you, I dropped you, but never stopped that love. Boom, 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 boom. I popped you, I dropped you, but you never stopped that feeling of love. Come on, Rihanna. You admit it. You admit it now. You love me, 'cause love ain't from you or me. It comes raining down from above. All right. Everybody sing it now. Sing it now. Sing it now. I unloaded. I exploded. Your objection duly noted. Let's kiss. I unloaded. I exploded. Your objections were duly noted. Now let's kiss. And next time you're bad and drinks I've had, I'll swing and miss. Now, before I forget, let's sing a little duet of peace. Let's cut loose. Declare a truce. Come on, baby, please. Yeah. I'm not going to sock you. I want to rock you right on down to your knees. Everybody, 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 I hit you. I'm sorry. End of the story. Let's go back together. Don't matter the way. We can weather anything, and you're my very sweetest singer. Let's get married. Sorry, folks. Sorry, I'm out of breath. When you've got to get the beer, don't fool around. Get the best beer in the business. Summit brewed right here in old St. Paul. Happiest place in the United States. Where is it? 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happiest place in the United States. Utah. Mm-hmm. Bars close at 11. Explain that to me. Happiest place in the United States. Happiest place. Utah. Saddest place in the United States, West Virginia. Why? Why West Virginia? Why are they the least happy in West Virginia? Hmm? Anybody know? Let's find out.
Welcome to Comcast Directory Assistance. Press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and 3 for sports, weather, and more.
Sports?
People call, city and state, please.
People call 411 for sports?
Sorry, what's that city and state again?
Itsy Bori Itsy Yit Yit Putski.
What listing?
You're not telling me that's a real city. Eve St.
One moment, Laurent. Please. An operator will be right with you. Thank you for continuing to wait.
I didn't wait that long.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
Nah, I'm starting to wait a while.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
I'm getting angry.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
I'm going to kill someone's pet.
For waiting, what's your name, state, please?
Well, actually, I'm one of the few people probably who call for sports. How many people do that, by the way? You know, you can dial 411 for sports? right?
Okay, let me check that.
That's what it says. When you call, it says, for sports, say the city, please. Please say the city.
Okay, sports. Is this for sports scores, sir?
Are you are you telling me it could be? In other words, you'd be able to deliver sports scores to me in various cities around the... I'd like the high school sports score from a little town in Maine called Schwinkter.
Okay, one moment.
What's the city again? Actually, I mispronounced it. It's Schwinkter.
And what state, please?
Well, it ain't the armpit of the U.S. It's Maine.
Yes, can you help me spell the name?
Yeah, S-P-H. There's the curveball right there. I-N-C-H-T-E-R. What? You know, Steinbeck couldn't spell.
Okay, let me check here. Would you know the area code?
Ground zero, I think.
Let me just verify. That's S, which sounds C-H?
Well, I thought it was P-H. Sphincter. Might want to just go phonetically on it, but that's as close as you want to go to it. You know, they say West Virginia, interestingly, has the saddest people in the country. I was trying to get a hold of a phone number in West Virginia. Do you know the capital? West Virginia, West Virginia, is it Richmond? No, that's regular Virginia. Do they call it regular Virginia? No wonder they're unhappy in West Virginia. They're constipated. Hello?
Okay, let me transfer you for further assistance. One moment, please.
Preferably to somewhere in... you know, the U.S.
Sorry, by the way.
That's all right. That other lady already said sorry about five times earlier. But I get the sneaking suspicion she was a recording and her heart wasn't in it. You drink? You know Rihanna and Chris Brown are recording a love duet? Speaking of sincerity. Hello. What's going on? I think I was hung up on. I truly do. I didn't call to mess around either. I really want to call... hang on. I really want to call.
Welcome to Comcast.
I really want to call West Virginia. I don't know why
press
I went down
one
there.
One for English, two for Spanish, and three for sports, weather, and more.
More? What more could you get? Lunch?
City and state, please.
West Virginia. Some city there.
Sorry. What's that city and state again?
West Virginia.
What listing?
Are you telling me there's a West Virginia?
One moment, please. An operator will be right with you.
With sports scores and more.
Thank you for continuing.
Oh, you don't have to say that, lady.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
Okay. I can find out who you are, when you did the recording, if you're still alive, and where your kids go to school. Okay?
Thank you for continuing to wait.
Okay, we're playing hardball. Oh my God, you got to be...
City and state, please.
Well, interestingly, you know how at the beginning when it's 411 and it says sports, weather, and more... they say you can get a number if you want, or sports, or weather, or more even, you know?
Yes.
What's the more? Sports, weather, and more? What more?
One moment, please.
Can't anyone do a damn thing anymore?
As for events, horoscopes, hotel reviews, lottery.
You gotta be kidding me. I can get my horoscope from you guys?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Yes, that would be it. That's correct. Horoscopes, stock codes, sports scores, traffic info, restaurant reservation.
God, when did all this happen? I mean, it used to be you called this for a phone number. Holy smorgasbord. Well, I'm trying to call West Virginia. Do you recall the capital of West Virginia? Bucktooth?
One moment, please. One moment, please.
But I could get a restaurant faster in that state.
Thank you. One moment, please. What city in West Virginia?
Yeah. Do you know the capital of that state?
Is that Charleston?
Yeah, it is. No, Charleston. That's South Carolina. Unless there's another Charleston. I know the dance. Do you? West Virginia. I bet you there's a town in West Virginia called Virginia City. So Virginia City, West Virginia is what I need.
Yeah, there's no Virginia City in West Virginia. Would that be in Virginia?
Yeah, that's the one.
That would be in Virginia, sir. Virginia City, Virginia.
No, Virginia City, Virginia is not what I'm looking for. Yes. West Virginia City, West Virginia might be a good try.
One moment, please. What ahead of Charleston, West Virginia?
You got to be kidding me. Wow. No wonder the South lost the war. I think they went to the wrong town. All right, I'll take that number. I mean, wait a minute. I haven't asked for a number yet. I'll take that town for $500. Hold it. I'm looking in that town for a Lee, Robert E. Lee. Please don't tell me there's more than
one.
Pardon? You have it? You found it?
Residential or business?
Oh, well, it's a residence. The guy's retired.
Last name is Lee, L-E-E.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. You know that
also? What I have here is Robert and Sheila Lee on Famer Lane.
That's the one, West Virginia?
Yep. Yes.
That's it. Hey, can you dial it for me?
The number is 304-776-416.
Hey, someone write that down.
Call 411 for movie listings and showtime.
I don't have a pen.
This call may be completed at no additional charge and carried by Comcast. To complete this call, please press 1 now.
I'm on
Otherwise, please hold for your number.
I'm pressing 1. Hang on.
Again, the number is 304.
One. Okay. I think we're good.
Thank you for choosing Comcast Directory Assistance.
Calling Robert E. Lee. Well, unhappiest man in the United States. It's already after 3? How the hell did that hour go by so far? I gotta call Emily. That's who I should have called. M. Lee. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Emily, 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 I'll be calling you shortly, shortly, shortly. I should have called the shortly. That's a different Lee altogether. The shortly lost because Lincoln was 6'4". What happened? Nope. Aw, man. God wanted me to call Emily. All right. Will do, God. What without a producer and all, having you around is great. Do I have Emily's number? Boy, this is a sick running joke, isn't it? This is a disturbing, sick running joke. Emily's number. I gotta memorize that SOB, Emily. And I will, damn it. I still know some of the great numbers from my youth. I can call a cab faster than anybody, by the way. Known that one since I was 12. But unfortunately, Emily, I don't have your number, so you gotta call me right now. Calling Emily Kaiser, calling Emily Kaiser. Please see Michigan, aisle 3, next to the spilled mayonnaise jar. Thank you. Number is 334091. That's 334091. Hun, if you would call that, Michigan would be forever grateful because he lost your number, but he knows it's in the other room. Unfortunately, the other room is very far away, and of course, it's long past time for her. And then she tortures me. I think she purposely tortures me and doesn't call. There she is. Emily?
Yes?
Thank God. I have got to get that number. You know, logistically, we are going to change some things tonight in the studio. One thing I've realized is the phone is beyond an arm length from me. That was a mistake, to have it beyond an arm length from me. So we learned that we have to bring that over here. Second thing is, it wouldn't hurt to just take a Sharpie and put your name on this big white wall in front of me.
Make a phone list or something.
Hey, I got sent a phone list from City Pages. I was calling the front desk every time I wanted to talk to somebody, and they said, Mishki, you know, it might be good for you to just get a phone list. I said, oh, okay, sorry, you don't enjoy talking to me? Fine. Oh, no, it's not that. It might be easier to call direct. I said, okay, give me a phone list. And they sent me a phone list, and there are only three numbers on it. I mean, not three people, but three digits. As you go to each person, there aren't a full 10 digits. So what is that about? Do you know?
There's a little box on the side of the phone list that explains the difference, because most of them are the first four beginning.
Yeah, but why would there be why are there directions on how to use it? What are they saving money and not writing all the digits?
They're give like the extensions, basically.
Yeah, they're like extensions, but I'm in St. Paul.
There's a little box that explains it right on the right hand side. We don't need to use them because we're in the office and you're far away.
Yeah, I'm far away in more ways than one. Let us go to the blotter at citypages.com and see what's going on. I will go from memory right now from my perusal of it at 2 o'clock today. Let me guess. Franken and Coleman were there. They're always there. And by the way,
Coleman actually made some news, or his campaign's kind of in trouble today. He actually...
What happened?
Something interesting going on with the campaign. Their campaign is basically telling anyone who donated by credit card to the campaign to cancel their credit cards, because their list was breached, or they think it was.
If you donated to Norm Coleman's campaign with a credit card, someone could be involved in an ID theft?
Yes, and it's kind of been discovered that it wasn't anyone really hacking, that they left their database pretty open for anyone to find on their website.
Thanks, Norm. never have I been happier to have not contributed to a guy's campaign. He told me he didn't want money anyway. He just said, Mishka, if you could send me some bimbos, that'd be great. The other story I seem to have in my memory is, let's see, credit card. There are no other stories in my memory. Give me more.
There was a St. Paul substitute teacher that was drinking at the job.
Now, that was fascinating to me only because it was elementary school. Had it been a high school teacher, that wouldn't have been fun. It's a fourth grade teacher.
Yeah,
right?
It could have been a group activity in high school.
Sure, and you almost expect a high school teacher to drink. When I was in high school, a lot of them did, but I was going to Cretan at the time. It was odd to go to school, smell alcohol on instructor's breath, go home and tell your parents, and they would say, yeah, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Welcome to going to Crete in 1980, what was it, some was 79, 80 in there, but better to be a drunk than a pedophile is the thing they'd say at Crete. Hey, the deal with this guy is he was 0.18, which is pretty hammered. When I was 19, I got a DWI. I was 0.1. I was 0.1, which was I was right at the limit. The limit then was 0.1. Now it's 0.08. And you might say, well, you were hardly drinking at all. No, that was a lot to drink. I mean, there is no excuse on my part having to do with, I hardly had any. See, I was right at 0.1. 0.1 was a lot of booze. I was really stunned that it was that low. It was 6 a.m. Christmas morning. So when I saw 0.108, this guy is teaching fourth graders smashed. I say he would be really pretty drunk. Now, they say the giveaway was, isn't it true that the giveaway was the teachers kind of thought he was having too much fun or enjoying himself too much or something?
There was some note that another teacher went to the principal and said he was acting suspicious. I don't know how you can just be acting suspicious when you're at .18.
Yeah, .18, and you're with a bunch of fourth graders. I bet he was having the time of his life. Interestingly, this is a substitute, correct?
Yeah.
Substitute, and not a substitute who was at it his first time. I believe he's been substituting for 4 years.
Yeah, he's been there for a while, I think, at different public schools.
Different schools. My brother's looking into that. My brother got laid off from the Star Tribune. And in St. Paul, you can't just have any old yahoo substitute teach. You know, you better go get some sort of certificate or degree or something. Minneapolis, he went across the river. They don't care. They'll take any schlub. So he's going to substitute teach in the Minneapolis public schools, $100 a day. And apparently you can do it every day for up to 14 or 15 days. Then you got to take a break. Go away for a little bit. Then you can do another run of 14 or 15 days. $100 a pop. Not bad in these tough times if you've been laid off. But, you know, if you're taking any yahoo, expect a couple people to have a little hooch on them. In this case, we're talking about hard stuff, right?
Yeah, he had a pint of vodka with him.
A pint of vodka and a bunch of 10-year-olds and a beautiful sunny Tuesday. There's a song. What else is at the old blotter today?
Let's see. Sun Country had this big announcement today. They were out at the Mall of America doing this big announcement that they were going to be flying somewhere new. And then they announced it, and it's Branson, Missouri. That's their big announcement for the day.
You know, it probably has a little bit to do with the fact that I'm not a country music fan, but I'm all for turning Branson, Missouri into, what's that slab town? Do you know slab town? You know what Slabtown is? Slabtown, or slab something, is somewhere in the desert. I think it used to be an Air Force base or something. And people go out there with their campers because there are all these cement slabs. But there's nothing else, just miles and miles and miles of flat desert, but these cement slabs. And they park on them, and they make their own laws and their own rules. It's sort of a hippie haven kind of a thing. Did you ever see the movie Into the Wild?
Yes, I did.
That's Slabtown, where they are there,
really?
Where that hippie couple is, and where Chris was it Chandless, something like that. Where Chris Candless, the guy who died in that bus in Alaska, it's where he hangs out. That slab something. That's what I want Branson, Missouri to turn into. It's that and Dollywood. And so that's where Sun Country's going, huh?
Yeah, you know, they go to all these wonderful warm weather spots that are, you know, so wonderful and great, and then they add Branson, Missouri to their list of...
How can Sun Country exist? I don't know. Why wouldn't they have to have been sold off to pay all Petter's debts?
They filed bankruptcy, I think, in December, and... they have paid off the loan that they took out when they went into bankruptcy. So they seem to be doing fairly well. They think they're going to turn a profit pretty soon. So
yeah, they paid off their loan, but a bunch of other people they owe money to, they're able to laugh at and say, ha ha, we're protected, bankruptcy protection, we don't have to pay you. Reminds me of bankruptcy protection reminds me very much of when I was a teenager and I was camping with some other 16-year-olds at a lakeshore, and we were drinking beer, and a town constable, this was in a small town in Wisconsin, came up to us and said, boys, you're a little young to be having alcohol. I'm going to have to ask you to get out of here, and I'm going to have to confiscate that. And before he could get it from us, we threw it in our boats, and we went out about 15 yards into the water, and we said, come and get us now, Camper Dan. And, you know, he couldn't do anything. I guess he could have shot us, but he didn't have a boat. He had his car there, and there was nothing he could do. He would have to swim out to get us, and we said, we can wait you out right here. I mean, it was, I guess the term is bratty of us. But that's what bankruptcy protection is. You're sitting out in the water. The guy who wants his money is on shore, and we don't have to pay you. So Sun Country didn't pay their debts. They just paid the ones they had to pay.
Yeah.
Not the ones they're responsible for. Okay, anything else? Or am I you know what the funny thing is I don't sound like I read this stuff because I can't bring up any of these, but then when you bring them up, I remember everything about them, reading them. So I did read all your stuff. I just can't remember the headlines right now.
Well, going off of, you mentioned that happiness study.
Yeah.
I also put that up shortly after you started your show, and Minnesota is the fifth happiest in the country. And actually, the three Republican districts in Minnesota, they broke it down by district, are all in the top 100 for being happiest, and only one of the Democratic districts is. So
well,
I don't know if Republicans are just happier in general.
Well, I don't know if you've been around mentally challenged people, but they're generally happier people, you'll find. And that's one of the blessings. The fifth, I just need to know 4, 3, 2. I know 1 and 2. After Utah was Wyoming, I believe, right? Do you remember?
I don't remember the top five now. I think Hawaii might have been in the top five.
You're right. It was Hawaii, Utah, Wyoming. Those were the top three. So I only need to know the one right before Minnesota, but I don't really have to know that. The bottom is what I'm always most interested in. And, you know, they originally, they start out talking about Hawaii, Utah, and Wyoming in terms of the beauty, the surrounding beauty, the outdoors, the vistas. Well, sorry, West Virginia is one of the most beautiful states in the country. It's last. This is not what's responsible for the happiness. I have been trying to call a director of assistance to get someone in West Virginia to talk about this. You don't know any small town in West Virginia, do you?
No, I could go throw it up on Google and see if I can find one.
Yeah, I'll check the email. Throw me a phone number from West Virginia. I want to call and find out why they're so unhappy there. It's always more entertaining to talk to depressed folks. So I'll see what I can do. If you can get me any number, just randomly, get me any number, and I'll just dial it. Barbershop.
Yeah, I'll look around for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Emily. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right,
see ya.
Bye-bye. Emily Kaiser, citypages.com. Read her stuff. You'll see it all. She's making routine updates throughout the day. The first one starts early morning, and they line up. They line up, and I scroll down. This show is brought to you by some people who really are having second thoughts about their involvement. Marky Moeller of R.F. Moeller Jeweler, his brother Bobby, his sister Nancy, Mark's mistress Denise. His wife Carol doesn't know about that, but she doesn't have a computer, so there's no way in hell she's listening. They're all supporting the show. If you folks ever find yourself wanting to tie the knot, and I'm talking about when you get kind of kinky with your gal, I'm not talking about getting married. If you guys want to get married, forget marriage. Let's just go with an engagement, what I like to call a fake marriage, otherwise known as buying time. If you want to do that, would you let me put you on my shoulders and take you to R.F. Moeller Jeweler? We'll find one near your house, 50th and France, Ford in Cleveland, next to Neiman Marcus in downtown Minneapolis. Let me take you in the door. I'll take you over to the bar. That's right, these places have bars. The Moellers didn't win most convivial a jeweler for nothing. Let me take you to the bar. Let me get you a drink. Let me sit you down. Let's just relax and talk about rings. Just all the different rings, until we make you Lord of the Rings, until your heart sings, until your girlfriend brings an ultimatum. Let's get you fixed up, fellas. You say, I'm going to kind of go on the cheap, Mishki. You can't, it's an old saying, and it's not something the Moellers like, you can't out-cheap the Moellers. Let me rephrase that. What I'm saying is, you're not going to get a better deal anywhere else. That's what I'm trying to say. Because what you're really saying is you want to go buy some crap. Okay, get her crap. Good luck with that marriage. I mean, there's crap out there. But if you're starting with at least a decent diamond, something decent, something respectable, something you're not going to be embarrassed to have given, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. I mean, if you're getting, what is it, cubic zirconia or something like that, that fake stuff, that's kind of like fake crab meat, then I don't want to hear from you, and I'd hope you would stop listening now and perhaps get some counseling. The rest of you, let me know. Email me, mishki@citypages.com. Let's get you taken care of with that wedding ring. And there is no such thing at all, ever, no such thing as buyer's remorse at R.F. Moeller Jeweler. It hasn't happened. And they've been around over 50 years. You can't have buyer's remorse. You don't like the ring, they'll buy it back. They'll make money on it when they resell it. No. You won't do better anywhere else. Remember, they have never lost a sale at R.F. Moeller because of price. Wow, I'm absolutely exhausted right now. I don't know why. I really don't.
You ever seen the light shatter after a storm on the plains? Have you ever heard the birds mimic its song? If I drive, will you ride along? You ever seen the crowns gather at the base of a mountainside? You ever heard a shift whistle at dawn? If I drive, will you ride along?
John Swardson. No, that's Nick Swardson. That's a comedian. John Swardson from the album Silver Dust, Ride Along. There's a telephone call I'm going to take here, and then I'm going to... No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that either. Let's see. No, I'm not going to do that. Just going to pretty much take the phone call, I guess. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I'd be embarrassed too. Sort of like getting busted telling a joke twice at the same party. CIA has the jitters over interrogation probe. CIA Chief Leon Panetta is working to calm his troops this week after the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence announced it's going to conduct one hell of a serious review of the CIA's detention interrogation program. The review, destined to again drag the agency, would you shut up? Sorry, folks. Destined to again... drag the agency onto the front pages is expected to last a year. Leon Panetta says, I'm the boss of these guys. They're my people. I will not support an inquiry designed to punish those who simply acted in accord with guidance from the Department of Justice. Hey, Leon, I thought we shot down the just following orders argument at Nuremberg. Madoff's pleading guilty to all charges. Bernard Madoff could be facing his final hours of freedom after acknowledging that he will plead guilty to charges that he engineered one of the largest investment scams in the United States history. He's ready to face prison, possibly a sentence of 150 years. Now that's a lot of years when you're 70. Madoff realizes now that he's done something, wrong. And today he said in a statement, and I quote, we all do stuff that's, questionable in our lives. So nothing real new here. I'm like you out there, flawed. Only real difference is I'm going to prison for my flaws, which doesn't seem fair. And I believe some of you people have said also that it's not fair, because you think I should be tortured first. Okay, you're angry. But I want you to know that when you're angry, that's when you're often irrational. I'm not angry. But then I made off, didn't I? I did. Bernie's going to do a little time. There's no deal, apparently. His pleading guilty doesn't come with any kind of a deal, they say. I think his pleading guilty is solely an attempt on his part to avoid having to go from jail to court, jail to court, jail to court, because he is wearing right now some serious bulletproof outfits. I'm going to give it one more shot. Hello.
Tom?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered speaking at a Rotary Club?
Highly unlikely. Yeah, I'm not a big public speaker. I've always turned down those offers. I don't think I have ever said yes to one of them. I do this, which makes it sound like I like to talk, but the truth is I just like to make a living.
Yeah, because... one of our members is one of your sponsors, and if you were to come and talk, it would really make him have to pay more in dues if you mention his name time and time again, and so we're trying to get the revenues up.
I actually thought Rotary Clubs were dead. I thought they went the way of the Elks Club or the Brontosaurus chant or any of that stuff. And what do Rotary Clubs do that's positive outside of help sell a lot of booze?
We're service above self.
Yeah, that's what the Shriners say. And then you see them at a convention in Vegas, with call girls.
one country, I believe, away from eradicating polio.
The Rotary Club is taking credit for that. Jonas Salk's rolling in his grave.
Yeah, well, it's because of the power of Bill and Melinda Gates and their contributions and our
Bill and Melinda Gates are in the Rotary Club?
They're huge.
If they're paying my way, I'm talking. What did I say earlier about what? Make a living.
Yeah, we do a lot, not only locally with each individual club, but nationally and internationally.
I'm in a club called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Club. We don't do much good, but it's just great to get together with people and touch each other's lives.
Yeah, well, I'll maybe drop you an email and see if you'd consider it.
I'll consider it, but I just say in general it's... first of all, I do the job I would be a terrible job. People who do that a lot are good at it. That's why they do it a lot. I never do it, and I wouldn't be good at it, so there'd be a disappointment there. Often when people meet me, they're disappointed. There's a lot of disappointment in the whole theater of the mind thing being destroyed. I've had people say it's ruined the show for them. So there's a lot of negatives here. Sure, we might cure polio, but I may end up limping away from the whole operation.
How about singing? Could you just come and serenade us?
I think I'd rather run full speed backwards into a wood chipper. But why don't you drop me an email? We'll go from there.
All right, Tom.
All right, thank you, sir. Rotary Club. I'm a touch tone guy. Let's try, speaking of touch tone, let's try 411. Magic! Now I got that song in my head and it won't leave.
Directory assistance.
Huh?
Two for Spanish and three for sports, weather,
one will
and more.
Get you English, two will get you Espanol, three gonna get you sports and weather, four gonna get you so much more. And
what's that city and state again?
Who put the bop and the bop cha bop cha bop? Who put the ram and the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the chang and the chang cha chang cha chang? Who put the blip and the blip 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 blip?
One moment, please. An operator will be right with you.
Good. I hope she's friendly.
Thank you for continuing.
Sexy as all get up. I met my wife.
Thank you for continuing.
On the telephone line. She was the operator. I said, will you be mine? She said, is this for real or are you phony? The next day we met in matrimony.
City and state, please.
West Virginia. I believe the city is Charleston.
How can I help you?
I need the number there for a Ulysses Grant.
You.
How could you stay alive in that state with that name?
How do you spell the last name? I'm sorry, how do you spell the first name, please?
Well, if you had the initial U, that's probably enough. Grant.
Yeah, none for the initial U, Grant.
No, they killed him.
Do you have an address?
Let's see. I know it's on Appomattox Avenue. Do you have an Appomattox Street? APPA? Appomattox, Appa Auto Parts, Appaloosa, Appadabadoo.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not showing you my edge for that.
You know, I never can get you guys to laugh ordinarily. You just made my day. Okay, let's just make it simple. Let's go with, I'll take a Rick Jones, and I'll take any Rick Jones at all in, what the hell was it? Charleston, West Virginia. Saddest
sure,
place in America.
Ricky Jones on Johnson Road.
Wasn't by any chance Ricky Lee Jones, is it?
Just Ricky Jones.
Okay, I'll take that number. Can you connect me?
All right.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too.
The number is 304-370-0039. Call 411 for movie listings and showtimes.
And sports.
This call may be completed at no additional charge carried by Comcast.
By dialing one.
To complete this call, please press 1 now.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, please...
Okay.
2-3-0-4-3-4-7-0-0-3.
9. Thank you for choosing Comcast.
Did you ever write a song about Robert E. Lee? Ricky Lee Jones and Robert E. Lee found themselves in matrimony. Ricky said, hey, I love the South. Robert said, Ricky, you shut your mouth. See if anybody's home at the Jones residence. Or if they're in a stupor due to the sadness that is pervasive in West Virginia.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
That is the happiest, smarmiest outgoing message I've ever heard. And this is the Depression capital? I don't think so. You know what? I gotta call a business. This is ridiculous. Why am I calling Holmes? It's not 1957.
Welcome to Comcast Directory Assistance. Press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and 3 for sports, weather, and more. City and state, please.
I'm not playing this game with you anymore, lady.
Sorry. What's that city and state again?
Yeah. You must have me confused with someone who gives a damn.
What listing?
Now you sound bitter.
One moment, please. An operator will be right with you. Thank you for continuing to wait.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
I know that it's getting late, but thanks for continuing to wait.
Thank you for continuing to wait.
Thank you for continuing to wait. We're behind that cue ball that has the number 8.
What's it in state, please?
By the way, when I call directory assistance, am I in the United States?
Oh, yes, sir.
Really? Okay, so I am in the United States right now. Because I have had the sense periodically that I'm either in Puerto Rico or India.
Puerto Rico? Go ahead. So, is it Puerto Rico or India first?
I'm looking for a number in West Virginia, for a Charleston, West Virginia, for a barber shop. And I think it might be called the barber shop.
Let me just check here.
Thank you so much.
Charleston, West Virginia, and you're looking for a barber shop.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
You know, the barber pole is an endangered species in the United States. You know why?
There's actually, sir, a Charleston barber shop that is on Canela Boulevard in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yep, I remember my Uncle Festus marching down that street with Sherman way back when. I'll take it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
The number is 304-343-4386. Call 411 for movie listings and showtimes.
All right.
304-343-4386. Thank you for choosing Comcast Directory Assistance.
Barbershop. We'll see how happy they are. They won't even get out of the chair to answer. You know, in the saddest place in America.
Charlestown's hairstyling.
Hi, I'm calling from Minnesota, and I'm calling because of a news story that we got a hold of today saying that West Virginia has the least happy people in the United States. And I was trying to get a hold of some business to comment on that and whether or not you think that's an accurate representation of the state.
I wouldn't think so. I'm a pretty happy fella.
Good, because you're around a lot of razors.
And having a lot of guns.
You have a gun?
A bunch of guns.
You have a bunch of guns. Is that pretty typical? Pretty much anywhere I called in West Virginia, I'd run into someone with a bunch of guns, probably?
I don't know. I've been collecting guns ever since 1960.
Do you think that has a lot to do with your happiness?
Oh, I don't know. I just growed up with them, I reckon.
I've always wanted to ask this, and I know this sounds strange, but what's neat about guns?
Growed up as a young boy shooting them. I like to shoot them. I hunt, raise rabbit dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, hunt. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I remember.
I don't know no assault weapons, and I only got one or two pistols. Mm-hmm. But
what's your best gun?
I got a target rifle.
So you don't have kind of an old West gun, kind of a Colt 45 or maybe something?
I did have.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a gun that was used in the Civil War?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound happy. Did they report that in the paper in West Virginia? Did they report that West Virginia is at the bottom in a national survey of the happiest people? Utah's at the top.
I don't know, buddy. I've owned my own business here for 41 years, and I'm a happy person.
41 years you've had that business?
Yes, sir.
Holy cow. So you must be about, let me guess, 70?
62.
Boy, you got started early.
Started right after got out of the service.
Huh. And why a barber out of all the different things you could have done?
Man cut my hair and made me mad. And I told him any dummy ought to be able to do what he did. He said he went to school. I said, well, they must just let anybody in. He told me I didn't know what I was talking about, so I went and signed up.
Now, did you ever have an opportunity to see that guy again and let him know, give him a...
He went out of business.
Of course he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably got his own guns.
well, I'm going to tell you something, buddy. I graduated at St. Albans High School. But 4 years in the military, got out, cut hair. I've cut over 800 and some thousand heads,
good
five
Lord.
Governors, and was offered the White House under Ronald Reagan.
What?
That's exactly right.
You were offered the opportunity to cut the hair of the President of the United States?
White House barbershop. I sure did.
And did you do it?
Nope. I already had a big business here, and I didn't want to leave it. I'd had to start over.
Sir, did your friends tell you you were crazy?
Nah, they offered me a GS-1 and $35,000 a year, and I had to take a big cut in money.
Wow, but what? You could have written a book.
I could have done a lot of things, but I didn't want to go to D.C.
Wow. And
now you know I'm a happy man. I'm here at the house.
You're cutting right out of your own home?
No, I'm in the downstairs lobby of the Holiday Inn here in Charleston, West Virginia.
And the governors go to you for a haircut?
I've cut five governors. Know them all.
And do you feel that when you're cutting their hair, they kind of open up to you the same way people sometimes open up to their bartender?
All good friends. I just buried a good one. Been cutting his hair for 30-some years, Governor Cecil Underwood, the oldest and youngest governor of the state of West Virginia.
Oldest and youngest?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you ever, you mentioned that one fella blew it when he was cutting your hair that one time. Have you ever blown it?
No, I cut the worst haircut I ever cut in my life on one man, and you know what he told me?
What?
He was kind of double-jawed. Believe it or not, when he smiled, his ears pulled up into his haircut. And I was just in the business. And Super Bowl, and the shoe shine boy was over in the corner shining shoes, and they were joking. And he was laughing, and I was trimming the hair around his ears. Well, I go from one side to the next, and the hair be touching his ears. I trim it off a little bigger around the next side, it'd be touching his ears. He kept touching his ears. I kept trimming. And then when he got up to put his tie on, when he relaxed to put his tie on, his ears dropped about an inch down out of his haircut. Had a big old white wall around his ears. You know what he said?
What?
I thought I was going to have to knock him out. I swear to God, I said, I'm going to have to whip him because he ain't going to take this easily. He said, oh, son, don't worry about it. His hair will grow back.
Well, that's that easygoing approach that we don't have enough of in this country.
Well, I cut his son's hair now. Mm-hmm. I've used to cut his daughter-in-law, his son, his daughter, and I cut his wife's now.
Oh.
And he passed away.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So,
Well, what's your first name, if you don't mind me asking?
My name's Roger.
Roger? Well, golly, I tell you something. I don't think this survey is accurate at all. I think
think? Anybody. Everybody comes in here seems awful happy.
Well, what a ridiculous thing to read that everybody... You know, I thought to myself, West Virginia, one of the most beautiful states in America, why be unhappy?
I just come back from my camp this weekend, trout fishing, had a great time, took 10 buddies with me.
Man.
And we had a good time.
Now,
planning on going back.
When you were asked to be the White House barber, did the president first get a chance to test your?
Ask me, talk to me.
Well, to get a sense of whether he wanted you cutting his hair.
Well, I think the knowledge was Marriott Hotel opened up here, and they offered me a shop in their place. Esselin Greenlee Building opened up, and they offered me a shop in their place. The mayor's building over on the east end of Charleston, or west side of Charleston, opened up, and they wanted me to put a shop in their place because I basically was about the only one that could keep business followed me.
I'm probably gonna go and get a haircut from you before I die, I figure.
Hey, they done a story on me one time in the newspaper. It was called Roger Holt Facts or Fiction. And they was telling a story in there, because I used to fight roosters, run parlay cards, cut federal judges' hair and all kinds of stuff. And somebody told that story to a newspaper reporter. And they had a page, about a page on me in the newspaper. And this lady called me, and her father was dying of terminal cancer. And she called me, said her dad read that, and said this first time she'd seen him laugh in years, talking about me finding a baby rabbit frozen in ice, giving it mouth to mouth and saving its life, and then about 6 weeks later, eat it. She said her dad brought him
that,
down
that
here.
Probably, that threw quite a curveball to that rabbit, didn't it?
Hey, yeah. I told him, I said, I've raised rabbits. I don't raise them to make pets out of them. I raise them to eat. And he was eating size. It had to go. And they brought him down here in the back of a station wagon from Parkersburg, West Virginia, to meet me.
Wow. So, if you don't mind me asking, when you were given mouth to mouth to the rabbit, were you pretty confident in your ability to bring that back to life?
Well, I brought him back to life and then carried him around in my pocket until I got done feeding the rest of them.
Now, was there ever a point after you brought it back to life where you felt a particular closeness to it?
No, not really.
Huh.
I was taught as a young boy, you don't make pets out of them, you're going to eat. And I don't.
Sure.
It was just do what you have to do, because I raised him. You know how that goes.
Yeah. When you finally had to kill him, how'd you do it?
I bopped him in the head with the tar thumper.
Pardon me?
I said, I have a rabbitry. I used to have a rabbitry, and I used a tar thumper.
A tar thumper.
Yeah.
So that must have been when the one fellow started laughing who was dying when he heard that you first gave it mouth to mouth, rescued the little fella, and then thumped it on the head.
Well, what happens when you make pets out of something to eat.
You know what would have been an even greater gag is right after you brought it back to life, right then if you thumped it. You know, that's really what. Wait, where are you?
If it had been big enough.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I've been in the rooster fight.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, but wait a minute. Even if it were big enough, what would be the point then of even bringing it back to life?
Well, you want to make sure he hadn't been dead for a while, man.
Oh, so if it actually were big enough, you still would have given it mouth to mouth, but then immediately killed it.
Life, I sure would have.
Uh-huh. Hey, now that's not officially that's not officially called saving its life.
I just extended it.
Which would have been a matter of seconds there.
Uh-huh. Hey, buddy, I give mouth to mouth to chickens. I gave it to. I bought a set of trio of Ace Hill fighting roosters out of Charleston, South Carolina. I paid $300-some for the three chickens and bought a $300-some plane ticket to fly them back here first class. And, hey, I'm not lying, put them out in the pen. I sat there watching them chickens eat, and the big rooster had a seizure and fell over. And I was watching my money going right out the door. I ran in there and grabbed his tail end up and blowed into him and started pumping him. So that I ain't lying. I brought him back to life. He lived about 6 months. I got several.
Let me guess what happened after 6 months. You brought out the tar thumper.
No, he died. I found him dead in the pen, buddy.
Oh. No, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. When you found him dead, did you try the mouth-to-mouth one more time?
No. Hell, he was dead. I could tell he was dead.
Oh, okay.
That little rabbit's just weak. You didn't know what you were getting into when you made this phone call.
I sure as hell did not.
Hey, I'm not a liar, Sid. You can ask me, man. You're talking to the real McCoy.
Well, Raj, I'd sure like to read that story on you sometime. Maybe if I sent you an envelope, you could make a copy of it and throw it in there.
What? Charleston Daily Mail.
Charleston Daily Mail.
Get on your computer and ask. They probably run it up.
Okay, Charleston.
Roger Holt, Charleston Daily Mail or Charleston Gazette.
And how do you spell the last name?
H-O-L-T.
H-O-L-T. All right, Roger, I'm going to look that up. And
you might get the story. It's been about 15 years ago, I would imagine, or maybe a little longer.
Okay. Yeah, I tell you, you sure sound healthy.
Hey, I'm crippled up, buddy, getting ready to call quits.
You are crippled up?
I got diabetes, and my legs is worn out, and I don't have no padding on my feet. And
oh, boy.
40-some years on the concrete, buddy.
Wow.
And I threw your phone. I just picked up his phone. I hadn't sat down all day.
Well, what are you going to do when you're no longer cutting hair?
I ripped my boots out in here. Everybody in here rents off of me.
But what will you do with all your time?
I'll probably be up here messing around.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably be up here, but I just won't be able to stand up. I was thinking about cutting 3 days a week.
There you go.
And half a day each day. And one day in the mornings, the next day in the afternoon, so I don't lose nobody.
The other option would be, with your experience, to go work for a veterinarian.
I said they all know me.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, they all know me.
You would have a great veterinarian operation if you had the front of it a veterinarian operation and the back of it a butcher shop.
I said, hey, if the Lord made it, I'd probably eat it. I swear to God, I have.
That's what Jeffrey Dahmer said.
No, not quite. Okay. I ain't been that far yet.
All right, easy. Well, Roger, I hope I can give you a ring again sometime.
Yeah, if you get all that story, give me a call.
Okay, buddy. Good talking to you.
It's been nice talking to you.
Bye-bye. I officially consider West Virginia not the saddest place in the country after all. The most twisted, yes, but not the saddest. Okay. I think I just accidentally turned that on. I didn't mean to. I hit it with a piece of paper. There, turn that off and... Where's my song list, please? Thank you. Thanks for providing it. We'll play with. Did that one. Did I do all my songs? Did that one. Did I do this? I don't know if I did.
Dancing with decisions, everything I did envision stacking up in front of me. Life is on the horse, and I'm stroking the saddle, blazing hot, my temper gets a test every day. If I would have known he would take you away, I'd put mud in your shoes and I'd punch you in the face. You wake up by a lake with some sandwich and some bait and a book of solemn gratitude in place. Found a smudge and I learned pockets are a place to give it all away. Creation is a must, destruction is a habit. If you bother to regret, you empower thoughts astray. So grab an empty hand and fill it with some ammunition. Carve a name onto your chest, smoke a breath of cigarettes. All is meaningless, a pain like syphilis for someone that you never even met. reasons they haven't been well read. Damaged from addictions, people stumble on the dead. Drunks and poets serenade the fish below the docks as the moon displays a beauty that only they could mock. Summer is a word that I've never used for friendship, but I gave just like a hen. You're the banker that won't lend. Put an apple on my head and roll your eyes instead. You repeat things I never even said.
That is a song that's starting again, despite my best efforts. I've kind of become a fan of this new thing where the song just starts again. There's absolutely nothing I can do about it. It's like global warming. I'm screwed.
Tears in the pot, dancing with decisions. Everything I did envision stacking up in front of me.
Folks,
life is on the horse, and I'm stroking the saddle. Blazing hot, my temper gets a test every day.
Sorry, man. Drunks and poets. It says here the Paper Cup Band, as the artist, the album Detroit versus Farming. This show is almost Kaputsky. I want to let you know who's responsible for it. Fury Motors, South St. Paul, Lake Elmo. They have used cars and new cars. Guy wrote me the other day and said, I can't afford a new car, Mish. I'd like to help you out. I love Chrysler. I love Jeep. Love Dodge. Well, get a used car. Their used car business is up 60%. Not going to do better anywhere else. I know people who've come from Iowa, who've come from North Dakota, come from Wisconsin to go to Fury Motors. They passed a lot of Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealerships going to Fury. But they wanted to deal with the Leonard boys, Tommy and Jimmy. Because they have quite a reputation. You feel it when you're there. You understand when you walk in, you see Liberty running across the wood floor, running up to you. Liberty's a dog. I believe it's a dog similar to the one Obama was looking at for a while, a Portuguese water dog or something like that. Yeah, Liberty comes running up. And then it's just there's a feeling there. They got fireplace going, wood floors, wood beams. There's a nice little place, beautiful cars. I'll make sure you get the best deal. I mean, I'll take care of you. Let me know when you're going, and I'll make it work. I'll call ahead of time for you. It'll be kind of like your cousin taking care of you who runs the joint. Just give me a ring ahead of time or email me, mishki@citypages.com. Just want you to deal with the Fury operation because, number one, it's the coolest name for any car dealership you're ever going to find. Number two, I did a ton of research before I settled on these boys. And they didn't come to me. I went to them. The Spectacle Shop is also a sponsor, and they're having a grand opening tomorrow at, 4 o'clock about. It's in the Lowry Building. I'm going to be down there if you want to stop down and say hi. I'm going to be down there because they, at a time when everybody else is going out of business, closing, these guys, I don't know how they do it. They were, when I was at KSTP, just in New Brighton and West St. Paul, they're opening up a place, grand opening tomorrow in downtown St. Paul in the Skyway, part of the Lowry Building. Grand opening. Mayor's going to be down there, a bunch of other people. Beautiful place. And then Dave, the madman, is opening another place in Burnsville. Now, how is he continuing to open up businesses when other people are closing? Well, no one has eyeglass frames like this guy. I believe he has been voted best eyeglass store in City Pages more than anybody else. Best optical by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine more than anybody else. By Minnesota Monthly more than anybody else. By any other publication more than anybody else. I mean, Stars and Stripes, Soldier of Fortune, they love him. Dave Ulrich has 30,000 frames. He was the original one-hour service guy. He's been at it over a quarter century. He was the guy who was able to match your needs with your glasses. What do you do for a living? What's your life like? How active are you? He'd ask all these questions and fit you with glasses that worked for you. It's one of these guys who
has all the high-tech gizmo. He has a machine that he uses to help make really high-class prescriptions. There's only four of them in the country: New York, Miami, L.A., and here. He's got it. He's just the man to go to, and that's why he's growing and everybody else is closing up shop. So I thank those guys for being on board. And lastly, All Incorporated. Good old Mark Rutzik and the Rutzik family at All Incorporated. It's interesting. You got the Leonard family at Fury. You got the Moeller family at Moeller's. You got the Rutzik family at All Incorporated. Love family businesses, because when they leave, when the day is done, they walk out the door, they take the name with them. And if they ever end up being bad people, they go out of business because that name follows them. And so you can always count on family businesses to be decent people, because, well, except Ma Barker and her clan. But, I mean, other than that, and the Barrow Gang. But other than that, you want to win a kitchen? I mean a brand new GE refrigerator, brand new GE stove, oven, brand new washing machine, I'm sorry, dishwasher, brand new microwave. Why don't you describe for me your dream kitchen? Because that's what they do at All Incorporated on Heard Island. It's now called All Cabinets and Appliances. They make dreams come true, wishes come true. People who want to turn their house into their dream house because they can't afford to buy a new house, go with All. A-L-L. You'll find them at allinc.com, A-L-L-I-N-C.com. Single most beautiful kitchen showrooms in the five-state area. If you want to win a kitchen, I'm going to be having a party with a bunch of food, a bunch of wine, a bunch of music sometime this spring, and I'm going to invite people who are looking to remodel their kitchen. So tell me what your kitchen looks like now, what your hopes are for it, what you'd like to turn it into. Tell me about your remodeling plans. Remember, brand new stove, brand new refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher. That's not a remodeled kitchen. That's just the appliances. If you want to finish the remodeling, get your covers and cabinets from All after you win. And we'll have a drawing. You'll have to be there. You'll have to be present. So we'll have this party down there in Heard Island, and we'll draw your name, hopefully, and you can have a hell of a head start on a beautiful new kitchen. Just email me, MichiganCityPages.com. Tell me what your dream kitchen's all about. Give me your wish list. Give me what you want. Maybe you just want a washing machine, dishwasher. Maybe you just want a refrigerator. Tell me that. Describe it for me. Just talk to me, people. Talk to me. I'm lonely. All right, it's over with. It's finished. Kaputsky. I want to thank Roger Holt for his participation in the program today. It's magical moments like that that make me want to get up every day and do it all over again. And now, this is for a listener who specifically requested it when I moved to this new gig. This is for you. You know who you are. I hope you know who you are. Have yourselves a fine afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow, round about 2. The brand new issue of City Pages is on newsstands now. I got a fresh piece in there, as do many writers. Check out what we all have to offer, huh? Hey, it just cut out. Oh, yeah, that's because my producer used to turn it down before it ended, and then we'd go to top of the hour ABC News. I gotta get me a producer. Yeah, no money. See you later. You're still there, Tom. Yeah, I know I am. I just said see you later in case you guys were leaving. I'm hanging for a while. For how long? I don't know, another second or so.